am so happy to be talking about Better Late Than Never tonight.
Absolutely. Well, let's get right to it. You're not only a star of the show, but one of the executive producers. So was it your idea to travel with this cast of characters to Asia?
It was not. It was the show was brought to me by Universal NBC. They asked me to be an executive producer, and then we went for about a year to figure out who would be the best combination. And we then went to six cities with five cameras. We spent 35 days in Asia. And the result is this wonderful show I am so proud of.
Well, episode one was an absolute delight, but I have to ask you.
Thank you.
Did you guys really sleep in that capsule hotel?
Not easily. Let me just say that you do not tell men over 60 they're going to sleep in a box.
You had some interesting experiences on episode one. What was worse for you personally, the sushi roulette or finding out what yakitori was?
Finding out what yakitori was. The sushi roulette, I had a ball of wasabi with no sushi in it. It was disguised in rice. It burned the inner layer of my mouth out. That was better than pork vagina.
A sentence we've actually never had uttered on our program.
A thing I never had in my mouth before. Let me just say, tonight we're in Kyoto, one of my favorite cities outside of America. It is just beautiful. And I teach a school of ninjas how to be stealth the Winkler way.
And I understand that Shatner will find his Zen. Do we want to know how that happens?
You know what? He is the only one who was able, this monk told us, how to find our Zen. If you don't find your Zen, he hits you on the back with this long yardstick. My back was black and blue. I could not stop laughing, and I tried to explain to him, Zen is funny. He didn't buy it.
Speaking of finding your Zen, and we all need that, we all need our release and our getaway, is that what fly fishing provides for you?
Oh, my goodness. In about 2 weeks, I'm going to Idaho with my wife. Fly fishing is like a washing machine for your brain. It is unbelievable. The peace, the joy, the release. And then, of course, you do release the fish. I've never taken a fish out of the river.
We lost a giant in the industry not too long ago with the passing of Gary Marshall. What did he mean to you, not just in terms of your career, but personally?
Gary was my teacher. He was my mentor. He taught me how to be an executive producer. He was quietly a genius. He created effortlessly. He was just phenomenal.
We're talking with Henry Winkler on Downtown, episode 2 of Better Late Than Never, tonight at 10 p.m. on NBC. As viewers, I think we always want to imagine that the friendships we see in our favorite television shows translate into the real world, and that's often not the case. But it seems with Happy Days, that certainly did for a lot of you, and especially the longtime friendship between you and Ron Howard.
Yes, I met Ron when he was 18 and I was 27. He was wiser than I was. He was incredibly talented. We were a great acting partnership for 7 years. And then when he did his first major film for a major studio, he said, look, you can play either part in Night Shift. I said, well, I played the Fonz for 10 years. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to play Richie. And so I played Chuck.
Now, when I'm not on the radio, I work in education, and we see so many young people with challenges to their learning. As someone who struggled with dyslexia, who I understand didn't read your first book until you're 31, could that young Henry Winkler have ever imagined that you would now be the author of more than 30 books, including the wonderful Hank Zipser series?
Well, Well, you know what? To tell you the truth, I was shocked that I wrote one book, let alone this many. When we're finished talking today, I'm going to my partner's office, and we've started our 32nd novel.
That's incredible. Now, you've also got another TV project that we'll get to see very soon on HBO, the series Barry with Bill Hader, and you play an acting coach. Is that right?
I do. I play his acting coach, and I want to tell you I am thrilled because I never knew Bill Hader, but in the line of Gary Marshall, Mitch Hurwitz, who created Arrested Development, Adam Sandler, and Bill Hader, these men are brilliant creators. And I've had the pleasure of being able to work with them.
Now, as actors, anytime you go for a role and you fill out your resume, there's always that spot about additional talents. Is it true that you listed as one of your talents early on in your career water skiing, and that's
yes,
what led...
my parents came from Nazi Germany. They were immigrants. And I water skied, and I was a counselor in summer camp. I water skied. And my father said, oh, tell them you water ski. Tell Gary Marshall you water ski. I said, Dad, he doesn't care. It's okay. I don't think I'm going to say that. Eventually, after so many questions from my father, so many prods, I finally told Gary. And boom, there I am water skiing. And I did it all. Except for the jump. They wouldn't let me do the stunt.
One last question before we let you go. Television has changed so much in the last few decades from the times when Happy Days dominated the ratings. So many opportunities now. Is it possible in this new world for TV to be the same shared experience that it was a while back?
Wow, that is difficult. But because of DVR, because of demand, it can, but I will tell you, this honestly happened. I'm in a restaurant in New York City 7 days ago. And, no, it was 5 days ago. Sorry. A man comes up to me, and he said, oh, my 24-year-old daughter, Ashley, called me up. She said, I can't stop laughing. Turn the channel. And in different states, the parents and their daughter watched the same show on the phone together. Now, that's shared viewing.
Awesome. We'll be watching tonight, episode 2, Better Late Than Never. Good luck with those ninjas, and thank you so much for being with us, Henry.
Thank you so much.